It's volts times amps, which equals watts.
Yeah.
There's another calculation in there with for loss, but you know, the basic.
Yeah, because it still had two. I'm talking about, so still, it's got to be two volt because it still had three wires.
So this.
I got about 30
so
seconds.
This is 10 amps.
Okay.
Into 120 volts. That's 1200 watts. Right. So what you're saying is you had something that was 3200.
Okay, I'm on the air, Scott.
Oh, good.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. We're having some technical problems, so I had to call in via Skype, so I hope the signal is just fine. I want to remind everyone that Main Street Universe is a network of six shows. There's this one at 7 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. Forgive me a hiccup. Mondays we have Science of Light at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with our Vedic astrologer, Mr. Randy Goldberg. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, this week talking about the healing powers of astragalus, we have Ms. Susan Weed. Wednesdays, we have our flagship show, the one that started it all, and last week we had Ms. Margot Adler as our guest, and Darren called in during that particular show. And Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all, is myself, Janice R. White, our associate producer, and host Brett Hillman. On Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Uat Ta'u with our hostess, Queen Mother Imaku. Queen Mother Imaku is a priestess of the Kemetic tradition, reminding people of the African-Egyptian connection. On Fridays, we have Kevin Baer doing his show right now at 9 a.m. And his show is Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, a deck of Oracle cards that I myself use as my primary reading deck. Kevin is as well an artist. I got some of his art hanging on my wall here, Frozen Smoke. www.templeofgaia.com. On Fridays at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your host, Jesse Ann Nichols George. And Jesse is the author of four books, Activating Compassion, the Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its Companion Workbook. Check her out Friday evenings at midnight. And I see Darren is here, so we'll go ahead and bring on our host. Welcome, Darren.
Hello. Hey, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to Spiritual Insight. My name is Darren Bouquet. Daniel Michael, how are you this Sunday evening?
Doing well, very busy, and then we had a technical glitch here, so I called in using Skype, and so I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. What was the technical glitch exactly?
Roommate was using the phone.
Oh, okay, well then there you have it. Okay, I didn't know if there was something with BT, BT card that was there.
No. But that's okay, because actually sometimes the Skype microphone sounds better than a phone when the connection is on, if it's a good connection. It's a Wi-Fi here. And sometimes I can't get it to work using the headphones. So sometimes it comes through the computer, and it's near the mic, and then comes back into the mic again. And then it has this weird doubling effect. So we'll see how that goes. Because you're going to be doing more of the talking than me, since it's your show, but I just was mentioning that. Anyway.
All right. Well, I know you told me last year when we got started that it was better sometimes to talk over a speakerphone than not, and that I found that it works better, with just a handset for me. But I guess it all depends on what phone you're working with and what's going on.
Right. I use the speakerphone sometimes, but I put the speaker like almost all the way on low.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can hear the show back at me again, too, better, like when the people are talking back.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be good, too. Yeah, I never tried that. That might be a good idea. I've had a very, pretty productive day here. I usually do on Sunday to immerse myself in a lot of client projects that I have to do and that sort of thing. Lately, I've had quite a few... protection manifestations, and lately, believe it or not, given the season, people are looking for love. That is a big deal lately. I don't know, if it's the holiday that's coming up or what. Some people don't consider it a holiday because of the Hallmark idea or the fact that it was a Catholic saint that created the whole idea of Valentine's Day. And then there's the whole the sweetest day or something, if you've ever heard of that. And that can be regional for some areas of the country, but I know it was a big deal up north when I grew up there. And we kind of just started it, I think, in the mid to late 80s or something, sweetest day, which is in, late October or beginning of October or something like that. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's like Valentine's Day, but you give stuff to your sweetheart or take your sweetheart out or whatever. I forget what that is. It's like the October 1st or something like that.
It's almost like the reverse Valentine's Day. Like you're trying to hurry up and get a partner because it's about to get cold.
I think it might, like hurry up because the holidays are coming up. So if you're sort of dating somebody, this is a chance for you to really up the ante so that way you can get all snuggled up for December and January and
right.
And that
and then
thing.
You can tell the family.
Or take people to your parents for the holidays.
And you can tell the family, look, I have a girlfriend on Christmas.
Yeah, look, I have see mom and dad? See, I told you. We were just hanging out and then he took me to dinner for Sweetest Day and now look at this. Amazing.
I saw a funny on Facebook, they were kind of passing around a funny poster, if you will, and it said, "If you're," and it was a picture of someone like looking like they were crying, and it said, "If you're sad because no one loves you on Valentine's Day, remember that it probably means no one loves you the rest of the days of the year either."
Oh, that's horrifying. That's horrible.
It was me.
I mean, it's funny, but it's
if you're making a deal about the one day.
Not exactly.
Why is it all about the one day?
I mean, are they trying to make a point for positivity that it's no big deal because it's just another day? To me, that sounds like a very bleak comment. So no matter what which way you slice it, so I'm not.
But it was funny. But yeah, you could look at it. The positive
it's certainly funny, but.
Yeah, the positive of that can be, well, don't just cry about the one day. Just go out and do something about it, right?
No, I don't think that's. I'm going to take the idea of it's just not a positive comment.
It probably
is. Because
isn't.
It's focusing on the lack of love. not looking at what kind of love that you do have or you have for yourself in your life, which, you know, I don't know. It's just, but it's not meant to be a serious comment either. It's not meant for self-affirmation. It's just a funny, I don't know. I just talked to a lot of people around this time of year who are really trying to reconfigure their idea on what love is and what they need to do and are they going to be with somebody. So
right.
So for me, I kind of take it a little bit, you know, I mean, it's not just more of a funny thing. It's actually kind of a, you know, like I'm like, okay. I don't know. People are.
You there? Hello, Darren. It sounds like we lost your signal there for a second.
Oh, I hit mute. Sorry.
Oh, you're back. All right.
I hit mute. Yeah.
So let's get back to it. We're talking about love. We're talking about attracting love. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it seems like the hardest thing to do. You know, intellectually, we're looking good, or we're working out, or we're doing everything we need to do, and then we're going out to the right places, or maybe we're even online doing everything we can, and we're just not integrating with that right person. So what is it? And I wanted to do a show about attracting love, but looking for love, I think, is almost a sabotage in itself, because if you're looking, then sometimes we're having that giant desperation.
Desperate.
Yeah, like it's coming out immediately. Like, I'm looking for something. So what you're trying to do is, if you're looking for something, then you're not looking for something that you're not looking for. So that person, if they don't fit into your ideology of what you're looking for, then you're not ready to be open to their needs and wants or to who they are. And on some level, you're really hobbling yourself in the exploration of love.
Can I make a comment about that exact thing? I have a friend
mm-hmm.
that when before he's got actually got a really nice girlfriend now. He's doing quite well with her.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, he always went to these things and he would say, "Hey, why don't you come? You know, why don't you come with me to this?" And they called themselves singles groups. And something
right.
just always felt really strange about that. Like, I feel like I'm going to walk into the event and get jumped.
By, like, some, like, ovulating, you know, like, someone who's ready to have a baby I don't know what's going on, you know? I mean,
I'm ready for a wife. You know, that's kind of what it feels like.
women got to feel like that when they go to bars, though, too, you know? Like, or a lounge or for cocktails, you know? It's like,
the eyes are up.
And believe me, it's not gender specific anymore. I mean, women, men, whatever. Just you go to some of these functions and people are, you know, yeah, they're just sizing you up. Like, it's not even about you. It's about the commodity or something.
Yeah, like, what can they get out of you? But do you know what I mean when I say it feels like forced when you're saying, "Hi, I'm at a singles event and we're all single and I'm looking for somebody because I'm here at a singles event." You know what I mean? It has that funny. Not that it might not even be that bad, but it's just, it feels like that when you're like,
it has a weird connotation.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, I've said this so many times on the show, thoughts are power and words are power. So when we look at the fact that thoughts are power and words are power and we're going to a singles night.
Yeah, it's like we're staying single.
We're even saying I'm single and I'm perpetuating that ideology of being single. So I don't want to go to a singles night. I've never even considered. I've been single from my road of spiritual enlightenment and everything and all the places I've lived. I've been single for very large tracts of that time. And I've been perfectly happy with, you know, dating here and there or, you know, not, you know, or, you know, even that occasional long-term relationship. But it's like, that was my path. I wasn't maybe ready to do that sort of thing, you know? So that's where, you know, you can be okay with that. But it's like, if you want to actually be, you know, you going to singles events, meeting other singles, it's just, I know it's stupid, because it's, but it's just a word. But if you keep saying that word and defining yourself as like, oh, I'm part of the singles group, it's like...
Yeah, because I'm single, and that's what single people do. We're single, and we single up together.
Right, then you're going to perpetuate that.
I'm the president
that's
of the
like
group.
Everybody, that's like hanging out with a bunch of orphans. Like, we're orphans. We're trying to get adopted. I know, and they don't want to be orphans. So, you know, they want to get adopted, and you want to get adopted by that person that wants to be with you. So that's where I think it would be great if they could call it, like, you know, I don't know what would be a good term for people that are single but still, you know, like, ready to link up with somebody, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe open to love or something like that, like, I don't know. But it just... I feel like they're perpetuating an ideology with this whole, like, singles group, you know?
Yeah, it's a funny feeling. But it works for some
Have you
people.
Been to one at all, or anyone at a meeting or anything like that?
Well, I think I only went to one of these things. Mm-hmm. You know, some kind of dinner theater or something.
And by no means am I saying that that's weird or strange. Like, and I want to tell everybody on the radio, please, understand that I am not saying that singles groups are not proactive or anything. I'm saying that purely from a spiritual standpoint, from a manifestation or a magical or visualization standpoint, when you're qualifying yourself as a group, in a group, with a group of other singles, you're saying, I am single. And you're on some basic base level perpetuating the idea of being single.
Yeah.
So do I think that's a good idea? I kind of don't, because it's just... So you're trying to transform yourself away from that, being open to not being single. You know? Mm-hmm. So what was it like?
I went to one, and it was kind of a dinner party, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Or not dinner party. I meant like almost like a dinner theater kind of setup. Like, there was a little show, and people went in. There was time like to talk after or in the intermissions and a bit after. So it was a comfortable thing. It wasn't like... too awkward, because there was something else going on, that being a show, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I wasn't driving, so I might have partaken in a few adult beverages after that. And,
And then
the memory starts to blank out a little bit there.
Right. Okay. Sounds like fun to me. I mean,
one of the girls I was talking to.
And by the way, call in if you had an interesting situation happen at a singles event or something. I'd love to, you know, go ahead and share it, or we, you know, could kind of maybe overlap that with some sort of spiritual question or psychic question. Have you ever experienced anything with this the speed dating? That to me is odd, but it seems like it might serve a purpose. Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, I've never done that either. I don't know. But know about that one. And again, if you've experienced anything with that and you'd love to share it, I'm very curious as to how that worked out. I did go, you know, I have a couple of people that I, you know, went out with from even online from meeting. It was okay, and I think that you can certainly build a marriage and on that whole thing on it, but it's just, they're interesting dynamics. They're just interesting dynamics.
It's a different playing field now with all the technology and everything than it was.
Yeah, I think everything's different now. I think everything's different.
I mean,
and
people
it's not so weird to me. I think it's probably odd for me to even say, hey, online, what do you think of meeting someone online? Because I think it's the norm now, right?
In the old days, it was considered extremely odd. Like, when the internet was first around, people were like, you met somebody online? You know, now it's like, oh, somebody I met online. It just sounds casual. Like, oh, okay, you know. Because now you can get to know people more. Plus, you can get all their information. You can get where they live. You can get, you know. So you can develop a little less, I guess, you know, a little more safety. But nothing.
I'm very close with my cousins as much as I can be, being out of town now. But I love my cousin Todd, right? And he just met his wife on eHarmony. I think they've been together like maybe 2 years, 2.5 years, something like that. And I remember when they met, I was at like a Christmas gathering or something. He introduced, this is my girlfriend, this is this girl I'm dating. And I'm like, oh, how'd you get in? And he's like, eHarmony, and they're talking about it. And I swear they sounded like a commercial for eHarmony.
Which is not a sponsor.
I was like, oh my God, you guys, seriously, did I send you a check every month? But yeah. That's good, though. I mean, I guess, okay, there's a testimonial. You know, like, that's a way to put people together. And I think that people meet people in all sorts of different ways, you know? I happen to be lucky enough to have a wacky little friend with blue hair that introduced me to my wife, you know? But, like, that's how it works. I would have never thought that somebody like my wife would be hanging out with my wacky little friend who's, like, 23 with blue hair who hangs out, you know? But, like, sure enough, they were all, she was hanging out with a bunch of morticians or whatever, and they were all hanging out together. So, and that's just the way things work. I mean, people meet people, things happen. Obviously, somebody higher has arranged some of this stuff or leaned us into meeting each other. So it's just, I think that if I can make a blanket statement about attracting love and connections to other people, it's knowing how to listen when something that is like love or will lead to love is happening, and not let the smaller things in life stop us from following along with that love. I think that it's all distilled to that.
And so it was just a bunch of morticians out having fun then.
Well, it was my wife and her friend, it was, oh God, this guy. He's like, I don't think she would mind me talking about it. He's talked like Foghorn Leghorn. Okay? So he's like, yeah, I'm there, and I don't understand
I'm
now.
Like,
you have
that?
Not been to, you know, Appaloosa, so. now you got a picture. He has, like, the really, like, funny mustache, right? Like, the kind of, the maybe 1870s mustache, right? Kind of blonde, really thin, and then he has this, like, really outmoded, like, antique-looking, like, full, like, three-piece suit on with, like, a string tie. He looked like something out of, like...
I kind of like those kind of suits, though. I like that kind
of suit. Oh, yeah, hilarious. But very, very odd person, you know, had some just, you know, strange disease. Like, he's out with my wife, and they're hanging out. And then my friend called me, and she's like, oh, my God, you got to come meet these people that I'm with. You'll love them. They're in the, you know, they're in the funeral services degree program, mortuary. You got to check this out. And I was like, I remember I was so tired. And I'm like, oh, my God, the last thing I wanted to do was go out and get a drink. I was like, no. But you know what? I was like, okay. So I got up and went out, and then that was it. But that's why you never know. Actually, I remember thinking, I definitely got a message, like, you need to go out this time. You need to get up and go. You want me to shut the door? Okay. You need to go out and meet these people. And I was like, okay. So that's what I mean when I say listening to what is happening and reading the signs. Without reading the signs, I think that it's very difficult to know when you're in the right situation. A lot of the time we're very frightened of the right. I can't tell you how that's chronically, I see that in a lot of people's relationships, that they know they're in something very powerful, they know it's a life changer, and they're afraid, and they run away from it because they don't want to change their systems in their life. They have these systems, parameters, you know, pathologies, things that they always do all the time. And if they know that somebody's going to be a variable in that situation, then that's just really scary. Even if it brings joy and love and beauty, I was just thinking about how when we met, because I'm talking about attracting them. So that can be some of the most amazing stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about when he and I first met.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about when Daniel. You can warm them up. They're really good if you want them. Okay, so we have some callers.
All right. 780.
Now, please be ready to share a thought on love or just anything. An anecdote,
right.
A lyric, I don't, whatever. Yeah,
like
just share something special.
780, your mic is on.
Oh, hello. Good evening. Thanks, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What's your name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay calling from Canada.
Cool.
Well, welcome to Spiritual Insight. So any any sort of idea on love that you'd want to add at all or mention at all? Or?
Well, you're just talking about online dating, actually. I belong to an online dating site, and I haven't gone to it in like a long, long time. And then all of a sudden, something popped on my email and said this lady was choosing me as a favorite. So I looked at her profile and I go, wow, that's really neat. So I emailed her back, just chatted to the website. I said, you know, you're doing a great job, and maybe I'll catch you in the ethers or something like that. And you know, thank you very much, basically. So she emailed me back and says, you know, thanks much for your kind words. And, you know, says, best of luck on your journey of life. And then that was it.
Best of luck on what?
Best of luck on your journey of life. So I go like,
okay.
I didn't go like, so I go like, maybe we'll catch you later. But what happens when I looked at her profile again, she deleted it. And so I was really going like, well, what's something I did or something like that or... Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, or maybe she got scared, or I got, you know, I just, so it's really, really interesting situation. So really I'm not now, it's just maybe just,
Well, what was interesting about it, other than, was there more nuances to this? Other than
No, there isn't. We had lots of compatibilities, actually, so.
Okay.
Quite a bit of compatibilities.
Did you feel like because it was online, you guys, it lacked that sort of primal connection that two people that actually know each other in person would have bonded over because they're in person?
No, it was just more of, for me, because I'm kind of like intuitive also, I can read their voices or the energy that's coming off the words.
Right.
I don't know, it's kind of interesting how you describe that, but... When I get emails, sometimes I understand what they're really saying, you know, and how they're saying it. And, yeah. So, but this person was sounding pretty, grounded and stuff like that. Really, there's a lot of similarities and lots of interests. So. Yeah.
And then you're saying that it's really odd how they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, disappeared. Yeah.
On some level.
Countless
okay.
deleted.
Was that something that you wanted to ask a question about maybe? Or?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question about that too. So, but just sharing my experiences with that. So, you really don't know what you're getting out there until you meet them personally.
Let's take a look at it. Hold on one moment, please. Okay. That can be disorienting, especially, it's funny how some of us are so... I'm not going to say callously, but almost like just disconnected. Like, you know, we have these relationships with other people and they're just disposable. And some of this comes from a lot of dating or having, lived a lot, dated a lot of people. And just we find that even if we have a great connection with somebody, if it's not convenient at the time, then it's something that we just don't really have to be that tied into for whatever given reason. So,
yeah.
Fortunately, someone else who's maybe a little bit more sensitive or a little more in touch with their own emotions or a little bit more careful about other people's feelings, they tend to get the short end of the stick on that one. So, Jay, we have blue, yellow, green, and gold. So, tell me which one are you more... apt to want to choose?
Blue, yellow,
green, or gold?
Green or gold.
What's coming up? Yellow.
Yellow? Okay. All right. So, just one moment. Okay. So, we want to look at what's going on with this situation. And you haven't spoken or heard from this person since they deleted their account?
No, I don't think I will. I downloaded her profile from a catch, but that was about it after that. So.
Okay, well, my question is, did she contact you after she deleted her account?
No, she didn't.
Okay, all right. So you haven't heard from her since that point?
No,
so
I don't know.
So the question is, what do you need to know about this situation? How about that?
Well, why was the account deleted so promptly after I tried to make contact with her?
Right. Okay. So you just need to know what that was all about, like what the deal is.
Yeah.
So just want. All right. Okay. Did you have a chance to actually meet this person in person?
Nope. Not at all.
Okay. I get the King of Pentacles inverted, and I get the Justice card. So to me, you're not a physical presence in this person's life, and they needed you to be, or to be ramping that up to be a physical presence. So what were you not making the strides to actually get to meet this person in face-to-face? Were you being too relaxed about it?
Hey, I just said, you know, we'll connect to the matrix of the internet or the matrix of, you know, dreams or something like that, because I didn't...
Okay, this is what I want to tell you.
Yeah.
She wanted to meet you in person. Okay, no matter what she said, the reading, the look, what I'm looking at right now, says she
right.
wanted to fast-track this towards something that where you actually get to know each other. What was your distance between each other? How far away were you?
About a 4-hour drive.
Okay. That's not ridiculous, but it's far, all right? She thought that there you guys could start figuring out ways that you could maybe meet halfway or meet or do something. You seem very nonchalant about it. She felt like you were missing the boat, and she felt that, and I get the Justice card, which means that she felt like you blew it, and you weren't that excited about meeting her, or you didn't do enough. So she felt like, well, that's it. And she actually wants to dump the whole online thing for a while anyway. There's some other things that she wants to get done with her life. It's not necessarily about dating. It's more about some things that she wants to solve. And there's people, there's friends. This is what I was getting from my spirit guide. There are friends that she can hang out with where she lives that have nothing to do with dating. It's just, you know, she's got a lot of friends. So she's got a nice little group of friends, and she can go out with them and not really worry about trying to find the perfect person, because it just seems a little odd for her right now.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically what happened. She's a little apprehensive of you because she doesn't know you, and you were saying a lot of esoteric stuff that sounds interesting, but that's always easier to say when you know somebody in person.
Right.
You know, because you know, you can see them, sense their energy in person, you know. So it's a different sort of dynamic. So if I can give you any advice, is if you meet somebody again online and you're like me, which you seem like you are, and you like all sorts of esoteric, you know, mysterious, arcane, or New Age thought philosophies, thought processes, that sort of thing, filter that in. I always do. You know, when I was just dating and single and stuff, I couldn't just roll out, "Hi, nice to meet you, I'm a psychic." You know, you gotta ease into that, because you don't know what kind of person you're talking to. And if you throw them a ball like that, now you don't want to be deceptive about what you do, but it's something that certain people process differently. So you want to present it in a way that it's maybe not so just obnoxious, you know, just throwing it out there. And then they'll have a chance to warm up to it the more they get to know you. And then what you do, like me being a psychic wasn't such a big deal, because they already know that I'm a down-to-earth person, very genuine, and I'm actually very well-spoken and know what the hell I'm talking about. And I'm not like a carny doing backflips for, like, you know, tokens or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't – now, I'm not saying be deceptive, but – so next time you meet somebody, maybe fast-track the meeting in person, so that way you can be a little bit more open about who you are. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in this situation, that would have helped.
Yeah, I'll just ask. Or maybe I'll just ask Angelic help for us meeting together. We'll see what happens.
You're going to ask Angelic help? For Angelic help?
Yeah, just like, oh, yeah.
Well,
see what happens. I don't know.
Okay. you appeal to a particular archangel, or do you use like Enochian language to do it, or what are you going to do?
Probably archangel Mike. Michael's pretty good, so but mm-hmm. this one I'll have to use maybe another archangel,
mm-hmm.
and that's my maybe.
Well,
my,
how about Jibrael Gabriel? Oh. He's a messenger, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Raphael is the one on the lover's card, by the way.
Yeah.
So okay. If you look at this, why isn't Raphael? He heals. He brings energy that heals and makes whole your body. Now, I always believe that when you blend with somebody as a lover, you're two halves of a whole, and you make each other whole, and it brings healing to the situation. So I would say maybe Raphael. I don't know. But it's your discretion. If you connect with Michael and you think he's going to listen to you better, then great. And I always say, and thank you for saying that and reminding us, Jay, that it's always good to pray for what you need. You know?
Right.
If it didn't work out with this chick, that's fine. You know, there'll be somebody else. But if you don't ask, then you can't expect divine help if you don't really make your intentions clear.
That's right.
You might get it anyway, but it's always good to ask, so. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
Yeah, I look forward to the rest of your show talking about different things on attracting the loved one. So, what's where you?
Yeah, I'm about to go run through a manifestation that I share with some people that I think is always good to attract. Love.
And also, you got any stories out there too?
Oh yeah, I got. Oh, are you kidding? I have stories. Let me tell you about.
Oh, look forward to it then.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks so much.
Okay.
Have a nice
day. Okay. Mic is off. Okay, Darren, what I was thinking of doing is this person's been waiting for 35 minutes, and then we'll take them, and then maybe a short break.
Okay.
And then maybe after the short break, share the manifestation technique, and then take the next caller. Does that sound good?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell everybody who's on the phone. 858 is next, and then after that is 856. 858, you're on the air with Darren Bouquer.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you, Darren?
Very nice today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Amazing. Who is this again?
My name is Ann.
Ann? Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Ann. Do you have something you want to share or the beginning of a story that might end with a question? About love and attracting love?
That's what I was going to ask you, if you could give me some advice. I don't know how to attract love back into my life. There is two people that I really like. One is ex-husband. Another one is ex-boyfriend. And we kind of, we can talk like friends, but something has happened and probably there is no much love anymore. Do you see anything else that I can do to bring this love back into my life? Because being just friends is not good enough for me.
Okay. So when you say bringing love back into your life, you mean with a specific person?
We're friends with my ex-husband. He's a very nice person. Mm-hmm. And we're also friends with my ex-boyfriend. He met someone else. So I was wondering, is there any chance to attract any of them back into my life and bring love, feelings of love between us, not just friendship?
Right. Well, I got to say this, and please bear with me when I say this. Attracting any of them is not a cohesive thought process for somebody that wants to really attract actual love. There's attention. There's sex. There's nothing wrong with either of those things. Ask Daniel Michael, I love attention. I absolutely love it. So I'm not going to harsh anybody for wanting attention, but that's what it is. It's not love, it's attention. So if you want attention from your ex-husband or this boyfriend or whatever, then yeah, I mean, there's certainly a way to do that. If you want sex as well, then there's ways to do that. But if you want love, love's going to be with somebody where you make room for that person in your life above other people. So it's not going to be, I want love from this person,
this person in my life. I'm trying to give a priority prioritize attention to this person. I would like us to be romantically involved. I'm not interested in just relationship. I want someone to be in my life, in my life, like my love, my one and only.
Right. Okay. So you want that, but what you can't do is settle for whoever's available. You know, you have to just say, now this is what you have to kind of, you know, and I'll look at it for you. I'm not avoiding that. I'm just trying to talk to you for a minute to make you realize that it's not about whoever it is for the sake of love. It's about having that person that is the right person. You know, so what you can ask for is more your love to be manifested in a way that's profound, and for you to be able to share your time or your life with somebody. That's what you should ask for, not, hey, are any of the usual suspects available? Because on some level, some things have already kind of played themselves out on some levels, and that doesn't mean that it's not going to work out. It just means that you shouldn't go grasping at exes either. You should just be open to love. Now, if it happens to be one of them, then that's great. Does that make any sense at all, or...?
Yes, it does, and I try to meet new people, and unfortunately, nothing works.
I'm not
at
saying
all.
It's wrong to be with the exes. I'm saying that.
Yeah, because when I look at those two people, I have much much better relationship and better person in my past than I probably have in the present. So I'm not interested to these people in the present. I have no attraction to these people. I'm still attracted to people from my past.
Well, what I want to say is it's not about volume. You know, you're like, well, who are any of these people ready? That's like speaking about volume. And you're like saying, like, I just need the time. It doesn't matter which person. And it does matter which person. But so it whatever the universe sends you in a way that's really going to be profound, that's the person you're going to be with. So let's isolate this and let's look at both people. Okay, blue, yellow, green, or gold? One of those colors. Pick one of those.
Gold.
Gold? Okay.
Gold, yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. Now let's take a look. So I want you to think about your ex-husband, okay?
Okay.
You think about him. I'm going to ask right now what you need to know about getting back together with him. Okay, so one moment. Hold on. What does Ann need to know about getting back together with her ex? All right, I get the Five of Wands inverted, so what we're looking at is he doesn't want to fight with you anymore. That's what he's come to this conclusion, okay? He doesn't want things between the two of you, even as friends or whatever you are, to be high maintenance. He wants to leave a lot of the organizational problems and structural problems and inspirational problems that you've had in the past and just have a nice, easy interaction between the two of you, okay?
Okay.
At the end of the day, though, as you move forward with this, he isn't physically comfortable or at peace or at ease with your interaction between the two of you physically or financially, okay? What's his financial... what are his finances like? Because he's showing up as the King of Pentacles inverted. So he's either having some sort of physical issue with sex or with you or with being physical, or it might be both that and financial as well. So where is he getting his money? Do you know anything how he's been financially? Is he okay?
He's okay. He's helping me, actually.
He's helping you. Okay.
He is helping me and
okay.
The fact
that I'm getting this card inverted concerns me a little bit that he might feel like that's maybe why you want to be involved with him. And you haven't been intimate lately, have you, with him?
He doesn't want anything, no. He says that I don't look like I'm 20 years old anymore and he's not
Okay, let me explain this, and I want to say it in a nice way. He's not wanting to share his physical. Remember I said it's probably not financial, it's physical. He can't connect with you physically, right, anymore. So he doesn't want to get, he loves you on some levels still. He wants to make sure you're okay. but physically he's not wanting to share his energy with you and his space with you, his physical, like, naked physical space. So, you know what, screw him, because you're lost, buddy. Sorry. You want somebody to appreciate you and love you for who you are, to not cast judgments, to not, you know, and there, believe me when I say there's somebody out there that will give you that respect, okay? You don't need that somebody that's
so
going to be judgmental.
That's not going to work either, because that one wants me, but he has someone else in his life.
The boyfriend?
That one wants me physically, that ex-boyfriend, but he has someone else also.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. Your boyfriend has somebody else? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. With boyfriend, he wants me to be physical in his life.
Uh-huh,
but not a woman.
We're not looking
it.
At him right now, but we're going to.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need to know about your ex-husband? I mean, that's...
No,
I
think that you're right,
yeah. In your life,
he's physically not attracted anymore.
Yeah, I see the physical thing is he's being weird about it right now.
He's what?
He's being weird about being physical with you right now. Now, that might change. But in the meantime, you know what? If he's going to disrespect you like that, then I will just leave him, let him go. There's no reason. You know, you don't want to just empower him to just do whatever he wants and say, you know, you're not good enough. You know, if it's not good enough, then I can just, bye. Okay. I'm not going to sit around and beg you. You know what I mean? There's no way. So you definitely shouldn't do that. At all. Because I'm sure there are plenty of people that want to be with you and will find you wonderfully sensual and all that stuff. So let's look at this boyfriend situation.
Okay.
Okay. Well, 1 second. So I want you to think about your boyfriend. Think about what's going on. Think about that whole thing. One moment. One second.
Okay.
Okay. We have the Six of Cups. Hold on. Okay. And I got the King of Wands. I think he really wants me to be in your life, but let me ask about this other person. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, this other person destroys him completely. This other person makes him feel bad about himself. He has, like, Stockholm Syndrome, where he's, like, he feels like he's, like, the kidnapper has taken over his mind, and he's trying to get away from this person. So if you're willing to hang in there and wait a little bit, you might end up getting him away from this other person, because she's just destroying him completely.
Yeah,
and he doesn't
realize.
Let
me tell you why I broke up with him. He keeps going back to this person. It's not the first time when he's unhappy and they're fighting, but she has some kind of hold on his finances. I don't know what's exactly there. Or maybe he's so attracted to her. I don't know. He's unhappy. They're fighting. He likes me. He wants to be with me. Then he goes back to her. And I don't know what is. And I don't think that that's just physical attraction. It's something else there because she's ugly.
Yeah, no, it's like somebody, when I said Stockholm Syndrome, so if you don't know what that is, I said Stockholm Syndrome, so if you don't know what that is, look it up, but, you know, after we get off the phone or whatever, it's where somebody is kidnapped, and they're locked in a room, and because their kidnapper feeds them and takes care of them still, even though they've been kidnapped, they still connect with that person. Because they just do. So that's what I would like in this relationship with him and this other person. You know, I get the Ten of Swords. I've got weird feelings like he's never himself with her. It's like he can't leave. I think that there's some symmetry between her, maybe, and his mother or something. I don't know what's going on, but it's weird stuff. I think that eventually he can kick it and get over it. He does really like you. He tries to act like he's making plans for you guys and your future, but it's like he has this hidden secret that he can't really get over what's going on with this person, you know? And I think he is working through it. I think that he's really working hard to get through it, and he backslides. It's like somebody kicking drugs or something, you know? So, I don't know. I think you give him another 9 months, maybe he might... You might be looking at a somebody who's ready to really make a real change in their life.
Darren, do you feel that he will actually ever break? Do you feel that he will actually will do a clean break? He's with me, he's happy, everything is fine, and then he is like, it's like a drug. He goes back there. And I don't
I know
think
it's like that's what I just said. Yeah. But I want to tell you this. I think that maybe if you're there for him and you put up with it for a while, and then but let him know that you're not just going to be his, that you could date other people or do whatever you want to, he will start to, that'll be a way for him to understand that he's got to wean himself off of this and as soon as possible. Because in the meantime, you go meet somebody else, and they might be the right person. And then you know what? Sorry. Too bad, you know? So to me, this is your strategy. Continue to date your boyfriend, maybe keep him around, and date other people. That way it's no skin off your nose, because, you know, but you have to be able to deal with that emotionally. And I don't know if you can. So maybe it's better for you to just leave, you know, exit the whole situation.
Yeah, Darren, actually, it's not that I'm seeing him very often, or I talk to him very often. I let him to decide what to do, but it's unfortunately life goes on, and I also want to be settled with someone, and sitting and waiting years or months, I don't know how many years it will take. He's always unhappy.
I think you'll get a good amount of clarity that he'll be ready to do this, because he got the King of Wands means he wants to make plans with you, but it's that like little 25% of him that can't keep going back. It's weird. It's embarrassed. He knows she's the most destructive element in his life, hands down, and but he doesn't want to act like that's what's causing him problems. He doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, I think that there is some kind of financial tie there, and that's the biggest problem. He's afraid to lose everything. She knows something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Darren,
yeah,
is there anything else that
he can solve that financial problem.
I don't think that he wants to. It's a mystery what's going on, and I cannot understand this. But whatever happens 6 months, he is separately, and then he goes back to her. And they make financial plans and businesses and something else. And I don't know. That's a problem. So I was going to ask you
this. I just want to clarify keeps going back and tying himself in financially because he's psychologically connected.
That's exactly what happens. He's tying himself financially with this person more and more to the point when she starts to control his finances and he's not happy to be with her in the first place. I don't know what's going on with this relationship. But I don't want
a
third person in that
therapy.
I told him I am out of that picture.
Yeah. I think, you know, it just sounds... I try to give whatever option where you could save the relationship. So the only way you can save it is to just be really patient, maybe date other people that will keep you a little relaxed about the situation. But honestly, it's probably not a good situation. You should probably leave it behind.
Yeah, Darren, but my question again, what can I do to bring love into my life or maybe help this universe to send me the nice person who is normal, available, not going back to his exes, who is attracted to me? Is there any, like, candle magic or something? Because I'm really tired of this.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we are talking about tonight, how to attract love.
Okay.
So the first thing I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a couple of tips as far as that. And then actually after the break, if you want to still stay tuned, I will be going over how to do an empowerment to attract love, attention, and passion in your life. But the first thing I want to say for you, let's use you as a template. You have to clear the decks, okay? What is an obstruction in your life from somebody that if you do meet somebody new who would want to really connect with you, what would stop them from pursuing you? Can you, if there's anything in your life that you feel would stop somebody from pursuing you, it needs to go. It needs to go. You have that weird friend that calls you in the middle of the night, male or female, doesn't matter, says weird stuff, makes, you know, obnoxious comments, wants to take you out or pull you out of the house at weird times. You know what? That friend doesn't respect your boundaries. They probably need to be had a talking to, and if they don't change, they need to go. They need to be, you know, exited from your life consistently. You have you're not living. You don't have your own living space. When you start dating somebody, they want to come over and you want to have sex with them. Do you have that? If you don't, maybe you should. These are things that people always ask, how do I attract love in my life? It's like, if you're living in the upstairs attic at your mom's house, then that's not going to work. You know, that's not going to help you meet the right kind of person. You might meet somebody that is not who you really want to be with, but that needs to change. If you have a job that destroys your mentality while you're at work during the day, when you get off, all you can think about is doing something, just forget about it, whether it be eating Haagen-Dazs or going to a nightclub or just staring at the TV for 3 hours and not talking, that's not somebody that wants, if then when you come home, you don't want to see the other person that sees you or wants to see you after you get off of work, they're not going to be able to talk to you because you just want to sit there and not speak because your job is so ridiculous. I remember now, the last caller asked me, he said, oh, do you have any stories? Oh, I have stories. I remember, see, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for love in the right way. I worked an event. I was doing readings at a salon outside of D.C. in Herndon. And it's a salon called Maud, and the whole building was like leopard print. Very funky, very cutting-edge salon. So every Thursday I would do readings there, and then they had like a psychic fair for their clients or their, you know, their customers, whatever. So I was the psychic at their little psychic fair. I think they had like a massage therapist and a couple other people. Anyway, so they paid me an hourly rate, and I did 4 hours of just straight, like, back-to-back, packed with like tons and tons of people and readings and readings and readings and readings and readings. So by the end of it, my head was like ready to explode. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to do anything. So I met someone I was dating, and I was dating her seriously, whatever. And while I was happy to see her, but I told her, I'm like, just order. I don't even know what beer I want. I don't even know. Just order something. Order an appetizer. And then she just kept asking me, what do you want? What do you want? But what? Because she was so trying to accommodate me. But she was over-accommodating because at that point I couldn't even burp. I just didn't want to think or make decisions. And that was not being the date at that point. I was not being somebody that was ready to have love in my life in the right way. I was not open to that way. And I had to make some changes and modifications to that. So if you find yourself being that person where you would still schedule a date and not care if they're going to deal with the emotional, you know, fallout from you, and you didn't care because you just don't care, then maybe you're not the person that's going to end up in that really wonderful long-term relationship. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So making those changes and modifications. So clearing the decks emotionally and having something spiritual in your life, and then when you have that something spiritual, like I've said this on the show before, I simply just ask. I gave the story about how I met my wife, but I also, the other story is that a month and a half beforehand, I was like, I'm really happy with my career right now, and I want somebody to share my life with. And I asked higher energy to provide that. And for me, higher energy involves elemental energy, it involves Jesus, it involves all sorts of different things. But I asked everybody on board, I said, hey, can everybody listen to this? I really would like somebody to share my life with. And a month and a half later, it happened. So this, by far, I'm going to go through a manifestation for enacting passion, but by far, if the question is, how do I attract love in my life, the answer is, you need to ask higher energy and tell somebody upstairs that you really want to share your life with somebody. And if you don't want to share your life with somebody, then whatever kind of love you want is more actually called passion or lust or whatever, and you can ask for that too. But that those are two separate things. And some people want an open relationship or whatever, and I don't see how that works. I don't really understand it. And if you want to call me and tell me how it works and try to explain it to me, I would love to hear, you know what I mean, what your another take is on it. I can certainly, I'm no stranger to that idea, but it's, I think that you need to be with that person and give that, you know, give them your full energy on some levels. And you can have friends and do other stuff and everything, but I have multiple lovers, just, but I'm getting off track. So. Okay. Does that help at all?
Yeah, it does. It helps, definitely.
Okay. And then, of course, and visualization. But I'm actually going to run through a visualization technique specifically to attract people to the positive and alluring aspects of your energy, and I'm going to roll through that after the break. Okay?
And what exactly actually I need to visualize?
I know. I'm going to explain it after the break.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So please listen in. Thank you for calling in. And have a wonderful weekend coming up. And promote love in your life. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your insight. I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Microphone is off, but you can still stay on the line and listen. We're just going to take a brief song break. This is from
Yeah, and just
Lady
to let
Wendy
everyone
Wendy.
Know, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation reading, you can go ahead and give me a call at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, or go ahead and just email me at dbucare@gmail.com. That is dbucare@gmail.com.
All right, and we're going to take a brief break and be right back in 856. I see you've been waiting a long time. We're going to get to you after Darren shares his technique. We'll be right back.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Thank you.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, and we are back, and oh no, our person who was on for 58 minutes just dropped off. 856, if you can hear the sound of my voice, please call back again, and I'll recognize your number and try to get you up front. I know that we often get a lot of callers for spiritual insight here with Aramu Care, so, you know, usually the earlier the better. And Darren, we're back. Are you there?
Yes. I am here. Okay, I guess let's gonna share this visualization technique. Fantastic technique. It's utilizing the gemstone, and I may have mentioned this on the show maybe once before briefly, it is about attracting love. Love, but it's a lot of... At first, it's going to be just simply passion and attention. If you want to translate it into something a little bit more meaningful, then please, well, you know, you can do that by being calm, collected, and listening to the other person and really valuing who they are and getting to know that person. And then, yes, it can be all about love. But anyway, manifestation is this. The only component you need is simply a nice, shiny piece of garnet. Garnet is a reddish, dark reddish stone, and highly polished.
That's my birthstone.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Perfect for Daniel, Michael, for DM to use this. Highly polished. It's sparkly. It's incredibly sparkly. So when we're looking at this, we want to take this garnet and we want to expand it into your mind. So I want you to, when you're holding the garnet, I want you to maybe get in front of the mirror, in the big mirror where you can almost see your whole body, and really just take a look at the garnet, really embrace it, its energy. Put your consciousness inside the garnet, and then I want you to look up at yourself in the mirror and open your eyes, and then I want you to visualize that garnet, that piece of garnet, becoming the clothing or material on what you're wearing. Okay, now let's say you're wearing your pajamas. Let's say you have like a wife beater on or something. So now it's made of garnet, gemstone. Garnets are scintillating and sparkling. And then they're sending the light into the mirror, and the mirror is bouncing the light back at you. And suddenly your pajamas and your wife beater that you're wearing become a very a slinky dress, okay, that you want to go out in. And suddenly that dress is the most stylish dress that you could possibly buy, you know, Yves Saint Laurent or something like that. And then it's just amazing. And then I want you to get ready to go out and then do that visualization again. But realize when you see your clothing made of that garnet gemstone, that highly polished garnet gemstone, every beam of light that captures it is captured in the gemstone and reflected out is attracting someone to look at you. You embody the sparkling red passionate energy of that garnet gemstone, and you're scintillating, okay? You're like a mirror ball, like a strobe light, and you're letting everyone know, oh my gosh, they need to pay attention to you because you are the embodiment of love and passion at that point. And their needs and their excitement and their adventure for the evening involves what's going on with you and your garnet clothing. And if you're a man, of course, it would be a suit or a really nicely cut shirt, pants and shoes, and everything's made of garnet. So it's working with that visualization, seeing it in the mirror and bouncing the energy back at you and making yourself more excited about you in general. Practice that for a while so that when you walk into that room at that public function, you are wearing your visualized suit. Now, if you want to throw some red in whatever your outfit is, that wouldn't be a bad idea because it helps you remember that visualization. And when you walk in, turn the light on your gemstones up to full power and just know that it's happening around you. And, yes, I can't tell you how many people that I've shared this with
that just, they're like, oh my God, are you kidding? They're like, I want people to leave me alone now. I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay, there you go. The more you practice it, the better you'll get at it. Okay? So that's just a very basic manifestation. Getting a piece of garnet will help you to remember the key and help you sync up with that energy as well. So does it need to be a huge piece of garnet? No. Some apothecaries and, not apothecaries, lapidaries, or, you know, gem stores sell, like, bracelets of garnet. So that'll help you definitely link in with that energy. Okay? And that is the manifestation.
All right. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have Darren, 619, on the air.
Hello?
Welcome, 619. Your
Hello?
Microphone is on.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
My name is Steve.
Oh, hello, Steve. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. I'd like a
good.
General reading if I could get that.
I'm sorry?
Can I get a general reading?
General reading.
Just a general reading. Okay. Yeah, if you can tell us something about love or the lack thereof or an anecdote or just anything.
I didn't know I had to do that. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to. I mean, you could say love stinks. I don't care. What did you say? Just something. I don't know.
Love can be wonderful. Love is warm.
Okay, beautiful. That's great. Okay, thank you. It just anything. I'm not a stickler, first off. Yeah, I know. Here, let me hear. Give it to me. So just hang in there, Steve. You got it? You get it? Use the knife. All right, so general reading. Green, yellow, gold, or blue?
Gold.
Gold? Okay. All right, so we want to look at just a general reading for Steve. One moment. One moment. One moment.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Wow. Okay. This is what's the real necessity right now, Steve, the Eight of Cups. The Eight of Cups shows somebody with their walking stick, and they're getting ready to walk up a hill and leave behind their past. Okay? Really just release it. And walk away from it. Their past is filled. The past is pictured in a lot of tarnished goblets that held this old, just crusted wine and things that just. The wine represents old feelings, old emotions, and not able to just translate into moving past that. So this person's ready to walk away from that. Except, I got this card inverted. So for you, it's hard for you to walk away from these feelings. It's hard for you to move forward. You want to release them. I think that what you need, because then I got the Ten of Swords inverted, and then I got the Moon inverted. So it seems to me that the universe is trying to tell you need to change. Your emotions are, you're looking at things, you're seeing things in your atmosphere, in your environment, and in the people you deal with on a day-to-day and a week-to-week that are giving you archetypes and symbols that bring up these bad emotions. So what you need is an environmental change. The Ten of Swords inverted means that it means that everything's kind of unraveling a little bit, and you're kind of trying not to really see it as that because you're just conditioning yourself to see the positive in it. But the universe is trying to tell you to change, because let's talk about the Moon. The Moon is the most romantic, amazing, positive card in the whole deck. Or not positive, most psychic card in the whole deck. So when we get the Moon, being the most psychic, it means that, wow, you know, this is a card that really can, there's something really magical is happening, something really romantic and mysterious, except it's inverted. So to me, it's like it's almost a little bit frightening. Like when we see a spirit or we feel something crazy or oddly mysterious and it's not something welcoming or relaxing, then it can be a little bit freaky. So for you, you're like, what's going on? You're calling in now and you're like, I want a general reading. Like, what's going on with me right now? I'm going to say you need a change of environment. And I don't mean you need to take a trip for 4 days to you know, Cancun and go to Senior Frog and pound shots and then go back home. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying maybe you need to move. I'm saying maybe the job situation, whatever it may be or lack thereof, that needs to change. And I think that you need your friends to care about you. But if they're not caring and they're sucking your energy, which I think that some of that's going on, then they need to sit on the sidelines while you figure some stuff out. And you need spirituality because you're getting weird spiritual stuff happening right now. So you need somebody upstairs to protect you. I just talked to somebody earlier. Who did he say you wanted to talk to about finding love, Daniel Michael?
Archangel Michael.
Right. And you know what Archangel Michael does? Protect you from negative energy. He takes a flaming sword that God gave him and cuts people in half. Okay? Seriously. So you need that because you need to get him on your side. Now, if that doesn't work for you and you're super, super polytheistic or gardenerian or, you know, whatever,
well,
then you need the Lord
him.
And the Lady, or you need Thor, or somebody needs to get your back, okay?
Well,
I work with him. What?
I work with Archangel Michael quite a bit.
Oh, okay cool. Whatever's going on with you right now, I think is very, the fact that you even bring him up means that there's going to be light at the end of this tunnel, okay? You're just going through probably a real nexus of weird stuff right now, and I think that you'll get past this, but you need help. You need humility in the face of divinity.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going through some kind of breakdown. That's what it feels like.
Some kind of what?
Breakdown.
That's what it feels like. Oh, it looks like a breakdown. You know, it's not easy for me to tell people this, right? Like, I don't tell anybody, hey, it looks like you're going through a breakdown. But the Ten of Swords inverted means that you're trying to keep it together and you're trying to condition yourself away from thinking it's a breakdown, but everything really logistically says it's a breakdown. So I'm going to say this,
it feels like it's falling apart and it needs to be restructured in some way, but it feels like a breakdown.
What energy from the past are you keeping with you? What part of this Eight of Cups are you keeping with you? Just get rid of it. You don't need it. It's just not serving you at all. And if it has to do with ex-girlfriends, if it has to do with this whole infrastructure with a group of friends that's not working for you, whatever it is, or even it could be parental. You know, it might be some dynamic with your family that whatever it is, it's not serving you. You need you time. You need quiet time to see forest for the trees. And I'm really saying you probably need to move because what you're beginning to do, because you probably do have some real psychic potential in you, okay, that you're pulling weird energies to you right now. And I'm not saying anything. What?
I'm pulling them to me. Okay, that is scary. Yeah, I will definitely do some inner work today to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, because I really don't want to frighten you at all. I'm just saying the moon is like, wow, I'm feeling weird stuff. You know, if it's upside down, it's like, whoa, something wacky is going on here. And the only thing that lets the moon be upside down, remember, is fear, doubt, and anger. Or jealousy, or, you know, but like those three. So if you're feeling fear, if you're angry and you're doubting that you're doing anything positive or anything, all that stuff is going to be a gateway for somebody who normally could have an open channel to higher energy and positivity. If you begin to forget and not believe that you do have that channel, then what are you going to attract? Whatever else is there, and that's not positive.
Yeah, something happened a few days ago that caused me to doubt myself, my abilities, and it just wounded me deeply, deeply. That's a pattern with me. When I make mistakes, I get deep wounds. I feel it deeply. So more so than it should be.
Okay. Well, listen, you're a child of angelic energy, and you have that connection. You already know about it. So just center yourself. You obviously called here for a reason tonight. So I'm reminding you that you have angelic energy and you can connect with that. And that transcends a lot of this low-level base concerns of the earth and stuff. So that's what you need to do.
Basically, what you're saying is I've made myself more vulnerable.
Yeah. You actually took that shield and that protection, and you kind of just you walked right around it, and then you took a couple of shots in the chest. Okay, but that's okay because you're not dead. But you go back behind that protection and you start to heal again, and then you look at what you can do to further some of the goals you have in your life. You actually might want to rework the whole idea of what are your goals in your life, because I think that's up for debate right now too. From these three cards that I'm looking at. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And then call in and let us know you're okay, too, coming up. That'd be great.
Yeah, we're on every Sunday.
I'll call in a lot. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. And then again, if you want to get a hold of me for a private reading or a consultation, dbucarens@gmail.com. 330, I don't know. I wonder if that's somebody I know. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Daniel Michael?
I do not, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I will go ahead and take their call.
Yeah, that'd be great.
330, you're on the air. We have about 7 minutes left, so we have to make this one short.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio. My name's Nicole.
Okay. Are you from, like, Akron area?
I live near Akron, about an hour away from it. I live in, like, in between Newton Falls and Austin Town.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. What's your name?
Yeah. My name's Nicole.
Nicole? Okay, Nicole, what's your question?
I'm just wondering, what do you see coming up for me? I know we got 7 minutes, but...
What do I see coming up for you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gold, green, blue, or yellow?
Okay.
You need to give me a color there.
Pick a color.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blue.
Blue. Okay. All right. So what's coming up for Nicole? Yeah, and we don't, and Daniel Michael's trying to let you know. We don't have a lot of time. We're going to try to just take a quick look here. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, the King of Wands. Wands are structures, plans, organizations for the future. The King of Wands for you is inverted. Let me ask my spirit guide.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you have vibrant, upwardly mobile energy that's happening, proactive, professional energy. This King of Wands is... When we get a good, with the positive King of Wands, he's right side up. He's trying to help you plan, structure, and organize yourself. An upside down King of Wands is going to try to micromanage you. So I don't know if this is a boss, a husband, a father, some sort of patriarchal figure who's just getting a little heavy-handed with his opinions about how you should handle things organizationally. I dipped in your energy, and my spirit guide is telling me that you have upwardly mobile, proactive energy. So you don't need a lot of help, okay? Just have to galvanize what exactly you maybe need to pare down your options a little bit about what you want to do. So the next card I got is the Seven of Swords, and that's what's telling me. The Seven of Swords can lead to intellectual swords or thoughts, ideas, expressions of intellectual, ideas and what you want to share with what you're thinking and how you want to market it. So when we get this, the Seven of Swords is about uncertainty. It's like having to maybe deal with in the gray areas of not being completely honest with people just because they're just being really high maintenance. So what we're seeing is that you're funneling away from functionary person that you had who you were and moving up towards somebody who can actually have more administrative or more financial viability and actually more administrative or intellectual viability. So you're going to delegate responsibilities. All right. How do I know that? Because I'm getting the Ten of Wands as the last card that relates to what's going to be coming up for you. The Ten of Wands is somebody who shows somebody carrying 10 torches, and the torches are very difficult. To carry 10 torches, this guy's going to drop one and light his hair on fire. It's not going to happen any second. So you knew you were dealing with that. You know it's not going to last. You know you can't do it forever. And what we see when we see the Ten of Wands inverted, it means that about 6 months from now, you're going to look at really not having to do so much organizationally in your life and being able to delegate that to a lot of different people. And then you can just kind of sit on that area or that throne of security to kind of just say, okay, now I can kind of survey what my real plans for my life are.
Right, okay? Right.
But you have to listen. You have to turn down the volume on everybody that's in your ear or trying to guide you, because it's not helping over much.
Right, right. Well, you guys are right about that, because I've been thinking about doing psychology, going to school for psychology, and I already have 2 degrees already. So, plus thinking about moving out of Ohio to get a better opportunity in life too. So yeah, it's been really on me about changing my life around.
Well, I think that people that love you want to help you and help you make decisions, but maybe they're not empowering you the right way exactly. And I'm
right.
From, I grew up in Cleveland, so I understand how people don't want you to leave Ohio. A lot of times they'll do everything they can to convince you don't go.
No one leaves
for whatever
Ohio.
Reason.
I know, it's like once you're here, you can't freaking leave.
That's true. But you know what? People go with the medical industry in Northeast Ohio. Like, they think that that's like your only safe bet. So the medical industry, I know, and I have several cousins in the medical industry in Northeast Ohio, and I know it can be very saturated too. So yeah, you might have some better opportunities somewhere else. I think that don't leave for the next 6 months. I think that you're recalibrating into a sense of what you want to do. And then once you figure out that game plan, then you pick a location that is viable for that. Let me ask. Hold on.
Okay.
90 seconds left.
Oh, wow. All right. Have you had a good vacation lately, though?
No, I've been here in Ohio.
You need a good vacation. You need to go, listen, go somewhere fun and go get, I got the hedonistic card where it means you should go out and be passionate and crazy and go have fun. So
okay.
I think that'll
right.
be a good tension breaker, and you can address some of these more heavier life things, okay? So factor
right,
that into
right.
the next summertime.
Right. Thank you,
okay?
Guys.
Make sure you go somewhere, all right?
All right,
thank
and I
you.
Think you will, and I think that'll help
right.
further a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome. Right. Okay. And thanks again for calling in. Just to let everyone know, it's always good to open your energy up and really ask the universe for love, okay? If you haven't done that, give that a try. On behalf of Darren Bouquet, Daniel Michael, thank you everyone for calling in. This is Spiritual Insight, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Spiritual Insight is on the Main Street Universe Radio Network, the network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Good night.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.